It's Monday, October 18th, and you're listening to the most savvy podcast out there. Mike Thinks News. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Hey, don't forget it. Don't forget to visit. You know, you don't do this for 4 or 5 months and your mouth just escapes you. Don't forget to visit the website, www.mikethinksnews.com. And as always, you can call the voicemail hotline to leave me feedback. That's 347-BUG-MIKE. Or you can send me an email, mikethinks@gmail.com. It's been a while, but we're back. Are you happy about that? I am thrilled to be back in the podcasting saddle. It's been, well, we went like, what, 3.5 years, 350 episodes. And then we kind of went away for 2 or 3 months, and it just got real busy. Had some computer issues, had life issues. And to be honest, I really needed a break, but I'm back. So hang on tight. Mike Thinks News is coming right at you.
I don't know. It's the sign of the time.
So much for joining me. I appreciate each and every one of you. You know, you've stayed subscribed through the drought, through the period where there was no Mike. How did you survive? How did you make it through the dearth, the lack, the complete and utter barren internet without my show? That's the way I like to think of it. So, hey, really appreciate you downloading and listening to the show, because you really have trouble listening if you don't download it. That's what my wife always says. So we've got a great show for you today. Now, the show is going to be a little different than it was in the past. I'm gonna try something a little new. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to do one topic per show. We're just going to, well, I guess what we're going to do is we're going to take the one thing I want to talk about, or maybe the one thing you want to talk about, and we're going to run with that. We're going to take that ball and drive it through the defense into the red zone and score a touchdown with some of the best podcasts you've ever heard. Do you notice a trend? Do you notice a little bit of an innuendo? Well, that's because that's what we're talking about today. Today, we are talking about the NFL. Now, those of you who have been with the show a while, you know, I do sometimes like to talk about the NFL and major league sports in general. But you know, if you've listened to this show for the past 3 or 4 years, that I'm a big football fan. I do love football. Now, I am not as crazy as some people can be. I am not as insane as the person you see out there tailgating at 8 a.m. every Sunday, even when there's a away game. They just go to the empty parking lot and tailgate. No, that is not me. You will not see Mike James out there tailgating every Sunday. And the reasons are several. Well, first of all, I enjoy watching football on my TV at home. I have a setup that I've developed over the years to watch TV and watch the NFL in beautiful surround sound, high definition comfort. And that's the way I enjoy it. Remember, we are based out of Florida here. Beautiful central Florida, where it gets hot as crud. Yeah, to say it gets hot here in Florida, yeah, might be a little bit of an understatement. It might be one of those things maybe I could be a little more honest about, but then I'd have to give my show an explicit rating. That's one of the reasons I don't go to the NFL games. The other reason I generally don't go is that while I do enjoy the experience, I do enjoy sitting in the stadium, the roar, the thunderous roar, the absolute chest pounding feeling that you get when 70,000 of your closest friends that you don't know who they are screaming in unison in an effort to somehow impact the outcome of a game. That feeling is great. The feeling of driving away from the stadium, whether you win or you lose, although winning it's a little easier, admittedly, the feeling of spending an hour and a half in insane traffic, attempting desperately to find the one road that none of the other 70,000 people, not a single one, not even one of their kids, has thought of taking to get away from the stadium traffic. Yeah, that effort just never seems to work out, and it's never quite as fun. And you miss the second game. Or you miss the first game because you're driving to the second game. That, and the fact that while I am very happy with my station in life, I do very well for myself. And while I may complain, that's only because I am not Bill Gates, Steve Ballmer, you know, not up there, okay? I don't even reach Leo Laporte levels of income. However, I do very well for myself, but going to an NFL game is very, very expensive. And those of you who know, who have been to an NFL game, it's not just the tickets. It's not just the purchasing of the seat on which to plant your butt. It is not just the space you occupy with those 70,000 close, unrelated, who the heck are you? Take your hat off. I can't see the gosh darn game and stop standing up, friends. No. It's the parking. And the soda or the beer, and the hot dog, and the pretzel, and the program, and the other hot dog, and the other pretzel, and the other beer, and the other soda. By the time you're, and the other beer, and the other pretzel, gotta go to the bathroom, and oh gosh, that's fun, isn't it? Going to the bathroom in a stadium. Ladies, you have my absolute and unequivocal, is that a word? Whatever. My unequivocal, you can't, you don't podcast for 4 months and it goes away. My unequivocal, what? I'm going to say that word before this ends. Unequivocal respect. You have my deepest sympathy because the line at the ladies' room was always 10 times longer than the line at the guys' room. And the guys, you run into this. There's a thing, and guys, you know, if this is you, God love you, but get out of the way. There's this syndrome that guys have. I don't know, do women have this? Where they can't pee if someone is looking at them. And I don't mean looking at them. I mean just looking at them like there's someone else in the room. Shy bladder or something like that. And no, we're not talking about somebody who can't go because they have an enlarged prostate or whatever the heck. I'm talking about somebody who just can't go because somewhere in their little animal brain, something tells them, oh my goodness, there's somebody else here. Tighten up. And nothing happens. There is nothing as frustrating as annoying. Well, maybe there's something that's as frustrating and annoying, but this is fairly high up on the list. You know, it's halftime, and you and the rest of the 70,000 close friends all have to get rid of your $10 sodas and $16 beers. So you go to the facilities, of which there are far too few, and you wait in an interminable line, a line that seems to go on forever. And finally, as you watch people slowly, one by one, trickle out of the restroom, you see what the problem is. You can now identify the source of the amazing sloth-like pace at which the line is moving. There will be 5 urinals. And as you stand there, 2 of the 5, one person will leave, another person will get up, another person will leave, another person will get up. You'll go through 4 or 5 rotations of people at those 2. But at 3 of the urinals, for 4 or 5 minutes, while you stand there in the line that has finally made it into the actual bathroom so that you can bask in the aroma of maleness, are people standing there just loitering in front of the urinal? Because apparently there is something preventing them from accomplishing their mission. And instead of just sucking it up and saying, well, I can't do it, instead of just taking it upon themselves to realize, I am being a selfish dunderhead, instead of realizing that they could stand there all day and they are never going to be able to go because there is never going to be a time when no one is standing behind them, at least not a time known as halftime. So if that's you, don't go at halftime, okay? Do me a favor. Go some other time when you're not holding up the rest of the stadium. We have more $12 sodas and $16 beers to buy. I have an $8 foam finger that I want to hold in the air and scream and yell with, okay? Thank you. Now, back to the point at hand. The reason for this entire show, the purpose behind which is that I hope in some small part I can somehow influence the powers that be into stopping the insanity, into preventing the continued just absolutely moronic policy of blacking out games that aren't sold out several days prior to the actual event. Now, this has been talked about a lot this year, more than most years. And yes, I feel it personally myself as a fan of a team that, while they're actually doing pretty well, don't have much of a chance, don't stand very well in the odds makers' eyes of selling out even a single game this season. The idea behind blacking out games is an outdated, outmoded, and it was stupid from the get-go. It was ignorant from the start. It had no basis in reality. And if it did, it certainly doesn't any longer. People are screaming and yelling and making excuses of why they're not going to the games. I told you my personal reasons. I gave you my personal opinion on why Mike himself, the podcaster, does not go to games. I have been to several. I've been to 10 or 12 in my life. Think I'm doing my part. But I told you why I don't go. But that is not to make an excuse. That is not to give an idea that somehow I am justified in going or not going. It is not the point that I'm trying to make here. The point I'm trying to make is it's not because the economy's bad and no one is going to the games. That's not why blackouts are a dumb idea. It's not because people can't afford the tickets, because it costs more to take your family to an NFL game than it does to take them to Disney World. And I'm talking about people who live close enough to drive to Disney World or Disneyland. Yes, it costs more to go to an NFL game. I'm not talking about any kind of excuses as to why people should or should not go. I'm talking that in this day and age, where we live today in society with the internet and the flow of information, the entertainment systems we have at our homes, and the overall need for the Professional Football League, the NFL, to make money on its fans, to generate revenue, to continue to maintain interest, that it makes absolutely no sense to take the very people to whom you depend on, the very people who are your core audience, the people who actually have the most invested in your product, and to basically tell them to go pound salt. It's gotten so bad this year that, several lawmakers have taken steps that haven't been taken in a while. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown sent a letter to the commission saying that they need to reconsider their position on the blackout issue. Meanwhile, Missouri has a bill in progress that is trying to completely forbid blackouts for games in the state. They say it's not too much to ask, considering the taxpayers of the state are constantly subsidizing the NFL teams. And Brendan Boyle of Pennsylvania has introduced a bill in his state saying that any future public funding going to an NFL team would be withheld if that team uses the current blackout policy, or probably any blackout policy. We have similar legislation in California looking to limit or eliminate any kind of funding going to NFL teams. It is astounding that we have a situation where NFL teams, the NFL itself, feels it somehow appropriate to beg, plead, threaten, and extort money from towns, from municipalities, from cities, from regions, whatever you want to call them. They basically force people to build them bigger and better stadiums, to build them greater and greater arenas, to provide them with the very tools they hold against you. If you don't come to their games in the stadium you paid for, then you should not be able to watch it at all. That's their position. Now, many of you may not realize this, but it wasn't all that long ago. It was a while, but it wasn't forever ago that the NFL didn't even let you watch a game if it was sold out. That's right. Back in the early 70s, if a game was in your city, if a game was down the road within 50, 75, 100 miles, even if that game sold out months a year ahead of time, even if you couldn't possibly get a ticket to go to the game, if there was no way for you to see the game, they still blacked it out. And do you know the reason that they don't do that anymore? An act of Congress, an actual act of Congress, forced the NFL to let you watch your local team if the game sold out. If it wasn't for that, you would never get to watch your local team. And the NFL fought this, you know, tooth and nail. They did not want to show your local team on TV, even if it had sold out. They promised doom and gloom. They promised the end of the football league. They predicted and threatened that it would completely undermine their ability to be successful. Now, we all know how stupid that is, that it's the very idea that you could see the game that made the NFL so successful. And the story is fairly simple. A president you may have heard of, Richard Nixon, wanted to watch the Super Bowl. However, it was being held locally. Excuse me, I don't think it was a Super Bowl. I think it was a playoff game. Yeah, it was a playoff game. And, of course, it was sold out, but it was the Washington Redskins. And, of course, President Nixon was in Washington, and so he was unable to watch the playoff game, and Congress put through the legislation the very next year, forcing the NFL to allow you to watch shows. Now, if it was blacked out, that was the concession that Congress made, and it seemed like a reasonable one at the time. You know, several NFL team owners were just vehemently opposed to the idea of televising a game, even if it had sold out. They believed with all their hearts that it was going to destroy their team. In fact, one went so far as to put seats in their stadium that no one would want to sit in. Basically, put seats behind walls and poles where if you were sitting in the seat, you would not be able to see the game, thereby ensuring that there would be no sellout. Not in their stadium. But in a ironic twist, local businessman purchased up those unwanted seats and then took out full-page newspaper ads telling people that you can watch the football game because I bought the tickets. What a marketing genius. But let's get back to the issue at hand. Blacking out of NFL games is stupid. It's counterproductive. It does nothing but undermine the actual viability and profitability of the NFL. How many millions of dollars are lost in ad revenue because you're not watching it on TV? How many millions of dollars are lost in potential sales of shirts and shoes and socks and stuffed animals and all the other stupid stuff you buy with your favorite team's logo on it? Because if your team isn't on TV, you know, you kind of lose interest a little bit. If you can't watch them one week, and you might forget to watch them the next week. I find it very hard to believe. I find it impossible to fathom that the NFL and the Owners' Commission and the commissioner, that they are all so firmly ensconced in the ignorance of yesteryear, so vehemently opposed to coming in to the way of the future, so amazingly stuck in thinking that didn't make that much sense before and makes absolutely no sense now. Are they not getting rid of the blackout because they're afraid that it would make them more successful and they'd be shown to be wrong? Or are they really that scared that somehow everyone would stop going to the game. You know, if you make a good product, there are going to be those that are going to go and see it. And I enjoy going to a game once every 3, 4, 5 years. But I'm not going to go to every game, and neither are most of you. And the real sad thing is that while the NFL cuts off its proverbial face mask, despite its face, those of us who are a little more savvy, those of us with a little more knowledge, those of us with a little more technical know-how, you know, we wish that there was a way for us to do some channel surfing on the net. You know, if only there was some way that you could channel surfing, find your team by channel surfing on the net. If channel surfing and the net somehow came together and you could go to a website and watch your local team, even if they were blacked out. If only channel surfing were possible on the internet. If only you could actually still watch your favorite team on the internet. I wonder, would that change their minds? Well, I know the answer. The answer is apparently not. But it's really a shame that only a few get to watch it. And the real losers in this battle, the NFL's a loser, but the real loser are the small business owners who own small bars and sports pubs. The ones who depend on the teams, but who also support the teams by generating that interest. It's a symbiotic relationship. And the unfortunate fact is that one will last longer without the other. But the other end of that fact is that one can last without the other. And if the other goes away, well, there'll still be sports bars, places to go and buy chicken wings, enjoy a beer with friends. Even if there is no football game, maybe they can just sit back and listen to their favorite podcast. That's what I think. What do you think? Send me an email, mikethinks@gmail.com, or you can call that voicemail hotline at 347-BUG-MIKE. Want to give a big thank you to everyone who has sent me emails. I have gotten dozens and dozens of emails and Twitters, and you know, y'all have been wondering where I am, and I really appreciate each and every one of you reaching out and your kind well wishes, and you know, every single one to a person said, hey, you know, I'd really like to see the show back, but you know, if it's not okay, well, I really appreciate what you already did. Yeah, that's really what makes it all worthwhile. Just the fun that we can have together on this journey. So big thank you to everyone out there. I hope each and every one of you stay safe. Have a great week. And until next time, I'm Mike James. I hope you have a good one.
I don't know. It's the sign of the time, but